North Reading High School football coach Ed Blum is joining us, back with us again here on MSO News Sports. Ed, welcome. Thanks for taking some time to join us.
Of course. Thanks for having me again.
Well, Ed, you guys are hosting Dedham. You're the number 2 seed in Division 5 state tournament football, hosting at 6 o'clock on Friday night against Dedham, the number 15 seed. So, Ed, let's get right to this matchup. What do you know about Dedham?
They're a very well-coached team. They're athletic. They've got a lot of guys that can kind of fly around the field offensively and defensively. Good little quarterback who can make plays and extend plays with his feet, and he's got a good arm. So, you know, we kind of told the kids, we've seen a few teams across Division V this year, and definitely think that this tournament is a deep one, you know, more so than last year. So we've got our hands full.
Tell us about this, the process, because you don't know who you're playing until, I guess, really until Monday, right? I mean, so, you know, what does that prep work look like, and how do you get video and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy kind of 48, 72 hours. I mean, Sunday, I'm sure a lot of other coaches were in the same boat of you watch film of the two or three possibilities, maybe even four for some, that you may play. And so Sunday was a lot of film of not only Dedham, but other teams we thought we could play. And then Monday at 10 a.m., they released the brackets. And, you know, you kind of initiate the transfer, you know, on huddle. And thankfully, the Dedham coach, like myself, was kind of quick to get that done. And so ever since 10 a.m., it's been the last 24 hours, I would say, you just try to get everything done that you can as you know, typically you do on a Sunday while trying to manage, you know, your day job.
Yeah. There is a day job too, right? Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, man.
So we've talked about the team. Tell me about your team. How would you kind of characterize or summarize what's happened with North Reading football, say, in the past several weeks?
Yeah. You know, I just think a very motivated group, you know, practicing with a little more focus, a little more urgency, you know, each week, and the execution has just been better and better. And we knew as we got in towards the playoffs that we'd have to be playing and executing at a high level. And hopefully, again, with today's practice, you know, it's you know, the best one of the year. But the energy, the focus, the execution, the fundamentals. But the kids have done a great job of kind of coming together. And I think that's always a big part. And I think that's kind of where it starts, is in that locker room and that cohesiveness.
And I want to maybe just have you kind of reiterate some things you've talked to us about over the last several months, if you will, on North Reading football. But tell me about some of the key players on offense, and then we'll flip over to defense as well.
Yeah, you know, I think we're very fortunate. You know, we've got a veteran offensive line, but then, you know, a quarterback, Alex Carucci, who is a second-year starter for us. You've got Will Batten as our running back, second-year starter. And then a receiver, you know, Craig Rubino and Ryan McGuire have, you know, continued to grow and progress. And, you know, Craig also was a second-year starter. So those are kind of our key guys for us. And we've been very fortunate, you know, to have a line that's been impactful, that keeps getting better and better. And their veteran status has really helped this team, because I do think as we get into these playoff games, the battle of that line of scrimmage is key. But those are kind of those key offense players for us.
Over on the defensive side, some of the same names, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, you know, you start with our two middle linebackers of Craig Rubino and Sam Morelli. And then our D-line, guys like, you know, Teddy Sooney and Anthony Pino and Delano. I'd really say the five of them kind of set the tone. And the secondary and outside linebackers, you know, try to, you know, do their jobs, and they're, you know, very good guys we trust. But those interior five really kind of set the tone in terms of controlling the other team's run game and or getting pressure on the quarterback.
Let me ask you one question I don't think I've asked you about this year, would be special teams. So what would be a highlight from you guys from special teams this year, individually and maybe even a moment in a game?
Yeah, I mean, we've, you know, we've had a few. I think for me, the highlights are just some of our kick returns and our punt returns. You know, I think we really try to focus on changing field position. And so, you know, we highlight that and we talk about its importance on the kick return and punt return side. And then, you know, we're fortunate to have a kid, Matt Guidebeck, who's, you know, for the last 4 years, ever since he became came in as a freshman, has really focused on the kicking game as a punter, as a kicker. And he's just getting more and more consistent in terms of, you know, anytime we have to punt, he's changing the field position and really making it harder for the other team. Kickoffs, obviously, just the, you know, different types of kicks that he can do, and he's got the leg strength to be able to kick into the end zone, which, you know, that automatic touchback can also change things. So he's just been an awesome, awesome kind of weapon for us.
Yeah, he. When you look at North Reading football, as I have a few times this year, Matt Guidebeck is one of those guys that does stand out on the field. You will notice him when you know, during the course of a game, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Ed, anything else? Hey, one last question, just on Dedham, your opponent on Friday. Is there a team in our area on the North Shore that's similar to Dedham, or are they kind of unique?
Ooh. I would say they're similar to what Triton, at least in the Cape Ann League, what Triton did offensively. I would say rather than their quarterback being, you know, a tall, bigger kid, the quarterback's a little bit, you know, a little bit smaller, but shiftier, a little quicker. But I would say those they're comparable offensively to each other. Defensively, it's somewhat of a new look for us, just because not a whole lot of teams in our league run the defense that they're running. So that'll be a new look for us. But yeah, offensively, just similar ideas to what Triton, you know, did against us.
You know, Ed, I think a lot of quarterbacks are shorter than the Triton quarterback, right? I mean,
for sure, that kid is he's got to be at least 6'3". He's good. He's good size. And especially at the high school level.
Yeah, absolutely. Ed, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you on Friday night, and we will stay in touch.
Awesome. Thanks both for having me.
Yep. Take care. Ed Blum, head football coach at North Reading High School.